The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you, as usual. So buckle up, get solidly set in your seat, lean over into the telephone, into the radio,
not radio,
let's
radio.
Go at it.
Okay. And yeah, we're nutrition specialists with over a zillion years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful, brilliant son, Darren, of Alive and Well, the magnificent supplements and choices you have over there, and the great Broth Cafe, organic, fabulous, interactive with the local organic Maui farmers, fresh produce every single day. The Vortex, incredible clean water. We're going to get into that in a moment. All the magnificent organic choices. Okay? So critical. And, you know, I want to say, let's say one thing, Dan. The thing is, we have many areas in which we make our own choices, okay? We can make our own choices. We can feel powerless, particularly when there are lots of wild and crazy things going on in the world, okay?
And being said.
Yeah, and being said. Okay, rather than getting into that, let's realize our own power, okay? That's why we even had that expression, take back your health. We're taking, take back your power. We have the most important areas you can take back your power are the foods you eat, the great supplements you take, you keep optimal health, keep away the poisons, keep away the contaminants, keep away these different pesticides and things that are on regular foods and produce that cause all kinds of cancers. And
thousands of chemicals added to the food supply before you ever put it in your mouth.
That's exactly right, and that and absolutely linked to serious and fatal illnesses, okay? So we can take back our health. We can eat the purest and the healthiest, okay? The second area, as we've often said, remember, is the water you drink, the vortex power. The cleanest, most wonderful in all the particles there are in that vortex water, which is all we ever use at the cafe. And we provide it for people to take in their beautiful glass jugs and take it back home and all of the different things.
Or if you're
the
thirsty, vortex, come in and we'll give you a glass.
That's absolutely true. Okay. So vortex is all that's ever used in any of the food preparations, in any even tea or coffee, anything that there. But absolutely pure, no lead, no contaminants, no poisons, loaded with oxygen, and molecularly very, very fortifying.
Reconstituted.
That's exactly
to real
right.
Water.
Proven to be
it's
that
ever
way.
Been processed.
Proven
okay.
to be that way. We could spend forever about the background of vortex water. But there's another area we're going to also talk about, and we're
so,
very excited
take
now.
Take a deep breath.
You haven't heard this. You haven't heard it.
Exhale.
I didn't hear it. It's okay. New. It's new to
Sit
me.
Sit back.
Yeah.
And listen up.
You know what's going to happen when you listen up, though?
Well, let's say a
preamble to this. When you listen up and when you hear about this, I think you're going to start flying off into outer space.
You think?
Flying off into outer space.
Well, let's hope not.
Well, I All think right. so, because now we have what is known to be and recognized to be the best air purifier on the planet available to you and in space. And it's small, it's attractive, it's nothing that's going to take up or overwhelm your life.
So unless you're parking your car at the Haleakala Peak every day and inhaling purified air, the natural purified air from Haleakala, okay, if you're down here amongst the rest of us, listen up, because this is exciting stuff.
This is really amazing, and this is this Bolara air and Surface Pro. Okay, Volara, V-O-L-L-A-R-A, absolutely eliminates viruses, mold, bacteria, MRSA, bug feces, anything, staph infections. And you know, Dan, I'll let you do part of it, but I'm going to do part of it. You know, you know, they talk about the different pollution in the air that is not pulled into a HEPA or UVC air purifier remains as odors, viruses, bacteria, all kinds of other things, harmful pathogens. But the Volara Air and Surface Pro fills up to 3,000 square feet area with the safe natural molecules that destroy harmful pathogens and contaminants. Okay? And it's proven to have a continuous blast of this natural safe molecule that kills agents that are blown out in the atmosphere. 99.99999999 is just how they say it. 99999 destruction of all viruses, bacteria, mold, pollen, odors, etc., in only 1 hour. Can you talk about where, Dennis, where this first got, which was critical, where it was used on the...
When the astronauts got spacey, okay? they're out there. What are they breathing? That very air from this very same unit
that's right.
Available to you now.
Yes.
Already.
The NASA International Space Station, right, dear?
Absolutely.
Go
right,
ahead.
Dear.
Go ahead. Okay. Talk more
so,
about it.
If you want to get spaced, you don't have to space out with some illegal drug or something that's really of questionable health and value. Get spacey with some really great clean air.
That's right, and they even
up to
say...
Up to 3,000 square feet. Now, if your home is over 3,000 feet, you're going to get two of them. But one of them does the job.
Right.
It cleans the air. It removes the impurities. It reconstitutes the air as though you were sitting on top of Haleakala.
Well, listen how what it talks about where it's used. Beside the NASA International Space Station, at the Ground Zero Museum, the Pentagon, the Liberty Bell Museum, and hundreds of thousands of hospitals, doctor and dental offices, nursing facilities, hotels, schools, and homes, okay? And over the Washington State government bought 2,000 units. 30 Major League Baseball teams are using this. And it is, the Cleveland Clinic, you know, the Texas State Capitol, and it's just amazing all that this can do for you. And now Alive and Well has the best air, which is known to be and recognized to be the best air purifier on the planet. You know, it's attractive, it's simple, it's small, but it does the whole job.
It does the whole job, baby.
And it has the picture right up there of NASA. So if you're going to outer space, but if you don't feel like going to outer space, you can be in inner space. But feel like you're flying in outer space. Feel like you're flying in outer space.
Take a big, deep breath, and you're spaced, baby. Okay.
That's right. You know, darling, I also want to mention, too, I had a charming lady. She said, haven't seen you in a while. I've come back from the mainland. This is so beautiful. She was thrilled with the cafe. She says, and now she said, I'm living in Hana, so it's not often I get in over here. Well, we also do shipping and mailing. She says, I wish you had something right over in Hana. This was just said yesterday.
Her wish has been fulfilled.
So I said, would you believe that our great news is that Alive and Well vitamins are now a great selection of them are now sold at Hasegawa's store in Hana, the Hasegawa General Store in Hana, Maui. Okay, that old family-run business originally by Shioki and Sabura Hasegawa in 1910. So if you're staying in Hana, you want to grab things really quickly, grab it right over at the Hasegawa General Store. Okay?
Okay.
So exciting. You know, we don't solicit, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctor's area. Strictly love to share information about what doctors, whether they're holistic or not, but both kinds, share with about nutrients proven in clinical trials, what they can do. Well, I want to say about this testimonial, I didn't sing or dance. Did you, dear?
No, I may have sung, but... Sotto voce.
Sotto voce. You know, he likes Italian. Do you know every once in a while he'll say Italian or some other language? Because he knows I'm very prolific in French, having studied it for years. And he doesn't like it when I can outclass him, that kind of thing. It's not butch enough, you know. He doesn't feel very butch if he does that. So sotto voce is Italian for?
Say it.
Low voice.
Okay. That's low something voice. You don't do much. You don't do the sotto.
That's
okay.
Right. I don't do sotto voce. You know why? Because I was an actor like you were an actor. And they would say all the time, project, project. And even when we were being trained at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
You missed the last part of that phrase. Is project.
Project the voice.
Yeah. Project a little less. Bring it down a little more.
A little less. Say it with the I grew up with the Jewish accent and New York.
You
say
couldn't
it,
help it. I'm not holding that against you.
No, that's wonderful. Okay. Absolutely. So anyhow, this beautiful lady, she's incredible. She came in to say, she came in to say that she does wonderfully on the supplements, the information. She said she hadn't committed, and then she committed to the Alive and Well Vortex Water. Mm-hmm. She said, in 2 days, I couldn't believe the world of difference.
Yeah.
She said, I had a general achy-breaky feeling, and she's highly exercised and very amazing. She said, I felt so much better. She couldn't stop talking, and that was a thrill to how much better she felt in just a few days on the amazing Vortex Power Water.
There it is.
And you know what else? This kind of always knocks me out, but a wonderful lady came in. She says, do you remember? She says, we were in just recently with my sister. Sometimes it's hard to remember all the things, the faces with the mask, you know. You don't see a lot of the face. She said, then she reminded me. She brought her sister into the store, Alive and Well, just recently before that. And the sister, she tried everything, had terrible lip and skin, pustules, sores, rashes. She said it was all over. Nothing ever worked for her, and no antibiotics or nothing else.
All the drugs
and nothing,
in the world,
nothing.
Yeah.
And she said, I can't make a claim. We can't make any claims like this. But just some of the benefits of the Alive and Well Ultra Silver, which has those wonderful 999999 nanoparticles to get into viruses, bacteria, heal skin. And it is the one that is used and has been used in Europe for more than half a century, mm-hmm. for diabetic wounds and pustules and all those things.
Instead of infections.
Instead of amputating the diabetic parts of body, they use the Ultra Silver.
Right.
That's right. And, of course, it's been used for eye infections and in babies' eyes, ears, nose, in top hospitals when they're being born for infections picked up. But the wonderful sister came in to say what a great blessing it was. Her sister's skin is completely clear. It all cleared up. Not making a claim. This was a report of what she experienced.
And it's a common report. It's not an uncommon when people finally get the results that they're aspiring to after using the drugs for years or whatever other alternative procedure they've been trying to clear up their skin. Using the Ultra Silver brings remarkable results. And when Mona talks about 0.9999999999, she's not stuttering, okay?
No, because Gary plays with this mic.
Okay.
If I don't grab his hands in between like this and paste them right to the table, he plays with the mic and makes me sound like that. Gary, you're forgiven.
Okay. What Gary is referring to is the micron-sized particles of silver. They are 0.9999999 microns.
So it's not the mic, it's the micron.
It's the micron.
Not the mic I'm using. It's the micron you're talking.
It's the purest silver in the world, okay? It's not adulterated with different ions, which are less than 10% as effective as the pure silver. But the ultra silver is just that, ultra silver.
Exactly.
The purest form that your body can utilize in fighting all kinds of various and sundry different infections and pathogens that build up in your blood, in your intestines, in your cells, in your eyes. And it's safe. It has no undesirable side effects.
No.
It doesn't poison you in any way. There's no toxicity to it.
Zero,
okay?
Zilch. Zero. Nada.
And it never turns your skin gray
or copper molecule.
Or blue. Okay?
No side effects.
Other brands do.
No side effects.
Brands can call themselves colloidal because they have maybe 10% colloids. Ours is 99.9999999, as Mona says. But the rest of it is the other competition is ionic silver. Ionic silver can be about, 10% as effective as the ultra silver. So if the silver solution looks like water, pure water, it's ionic. If it looks like discolored, like you wouldn't really think maybe it's spoiled, but it's not.
It has a gray silver color. It's the real thing.
It's the real medium.
And has no taste whatsoever.
No toxic buildup in your system at all.
And a great, great, great leader that we know. We didn't know him personally, but we knew his legacy very personally. I want to, because as soon as you had this by a top doctor, Dr. Alan Ng was publishing The Cancer Culprit Lurking in Your Mouth, terrifying. And he spoke about the infections in the gums and and what they can do. But his first quote, you're going to love this, okay? His first quote in this article that he's quoting is, the quote is, listen to it, every tooth in a man's or woman's head is more valuable than a diamond. That was Miguel de Cervantes' quote, Don Quixote, 1605. And what do we know, dear? I'll start and you can finish, about Don Quixote de la Mancha. Was that what Dennis and Mona did, the Broadway show on tour, Jose Ferrer, starring as Don Quixote de la Mancha, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going with this to say that we always admire Don Quixote de la Mancha, the great thoughts that he had. He said, dream the impossible dreams.
The quest.
Dream the impossible dreams. Take on the enemy. The night, we even sang it on this show, because the night can look black, it can look bleak, it can look dark. Take it on. Mm-hmm. Rise up. And here, I never knew about that quote from the original on which this play was based, the original Don Quixote de la Mancha.
And the quote is what? I got lost in the...
You got lost?
Yeah, well, the whole story. Here.
The
What's
story,
going on?
You got lost? Hi, Vay.
I remember Jose, which did a terrific job in the
show. He did a wonderful job. Every tooth...
And I went on as the barber several times.
Yes, you did, and I understudied.
I was brilliant, of course.
Yeah, I understudied the leading lady. Okay. Every tooth in a man's head is more valuable than a diamond.
And that's...
Miguel de Cervantes, Don Quixote.
So if you've had a root canal job, which they clean out an infection, they take out the what?
Yes, that's right. And he's saying those different points.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. I was going to give him my
expert
opinion.
Yes, okay. Well, Dr. Alan Inglis is quoting all kinds of things. He says, 2 million, I'm quoting the Dr. MD, famous, okay, saying, 2 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer in 2021. And worse yet, he says, seniors over 74 make up 28% of all new cancer prognoses. Poor oral health, and he has this underlined, plays a major role in heart disease, Alzheimer's, and diabetes, three of our most common killers, okay? Mm-hmm. And, read this page and give me the second.
Well, I want to say what I was going to say a minute ago.
Oh, go ahead.
And that is, when they do a root canal job, they clean out the canal of your tooth, which then leaves an empty space in the tooth itself. The root canal is now void of any tooth contents. That turns out to be the perfect hiding place for bacteria and fungus and infectious conditions. And so many people have testified how effective the Ultra Silver is in correcting these infections, gum infections, root canal infestations, all these things, and restoring happy, healthy mouth.
It's absolutely wonderful. And, he talks about the terrible thing, the major cavity cause, okay, and sugar. Saliva mixes with sugar, he says, and this causes the dangerous bugs to feast on the sugar and spew out their toxic acids. And he says it's just an unjust sugar from candy, desserts, and fast foods. He sounds like you, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
It's also from thousands of other processed foods, including bread, bagels, chips, and pasta. Don't you have a song that you sing all the time, just like Dr. Alan Inglis is saying, boop, boop, the toofties, the gummies, you all do this in every show.
Well, it isn't a song.
It's a song.
It's a litany.
It's a litany. Nice. All of which gets stuck between your teeth.
All the refined carbohydrates, besides the sugars, the outright sugars.
That's right.
That exist in high sugar fruits and in... Well, consider this, folks. Cane sugar is a natural source of sugar. It's bastardized to an extent that we never conceive possible.
That's right.
Purified sugar. But sugar conversion from refined carbohydrates, the flour products, the bread, the pasta, the bagels, the cereals, grains, granolas, muffins, crackers, cookies, chips.
Oh, you see, and all you're the saying doodahs, it. That's the one.
and all the doodahs.
Whiz-bangs and doodahs, that's
whiz-bangs,
right.
Whiz-bangs, yum-yums, and wee-wees. All of these things can convert to sugar in your mouth.
That's right.
And in your gut. And they do what? Feed every pathogen known to humankind.
That's right. Okay? And he says here, Inglis says, the dangers in the gums, inflammatory gum disease, okay, can be early and mild gingivitis or advanced and severe periodontitis.
Mm-hmm.
Gum disease, he says, is miserable on its own. But with gum disease, your risk for any of the cancers I mentioned is 50 to 100% greater.
And heart disease.
And that percentage is even higher for cancers of the head, neck, and tongue, where it's as high as 400%.
Right.
Starting from the gum disease, okay? So he says sugar is the primary fuel. Can you read the inflammation war here?
Can okay? I read? Of course
the inflammation
I
war.
Here goes, folks, verbatim from the doctor himself. The inflammation war. Now, the doctor says, when plaque hardens into tartar, your immune system declares war on the harmful, infectious bacteria. So when your immune system puts up its dukes, that's called inflammation. Okay? Body creates inflammation to fight the infection. However, inflammation goes into overdrive and starts wrecking your teeth, your mouth, and overall health, putting you in a greater risk for cancer and other top killer diseases, says the doctor. So it isn't just a matter of cancer. It's also heart disease. It's also dementia. It's also all sorts of hidden infections.
Yeah, go ahead. And
but there's a hidden problem here. He says treating with antibiotics has become so popular that mainstream medicine does... mainstream docs
yes.
end up doling them out like candy. And this reckless overuse of antibiotics leads down the dangerous and sometimes deadly path of antibiotic resistance.
That's right.
And this is when antibiotics lose the ability to kill germs, so the germs end up killing the person.
That's right.
It's quickly becoming a silent healthcare disaster, with more than 2.8 million hospitalizations and 35,000 deaths per year, mm-hmm. just from the allopathic components overcoming the antibiotics.
And you know, there's another top doctor saying and doing another little spin on, but not mean it spin. It's another area of importance, mm-hmm. making relative to this condition. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, top neurosurgeon, MD, and he's very, very, very famous. Okay. Board-certified neurosurgeon, so many credits, it's unreal. And he talks here, spirochetes increase brain inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to intro into this. He says, spirochetes, I'm quoting him, are a type of bacteria that are helical, and that's a new word, H-E-L-I-C-A-L, helical in shape, like corkscrews. They enter cells, cause chronic infections. Examples of spirochetes include syphilis, Lyme disease, periodontal infections. That's the teeth and gum we were just talking about.
Absolutely.
And he says fully 90%, listen to this, this is so critically important. Fully 90% of Alzheimer's brains have been shown to contain spirochetes.
Okay.
Lyme disease is one of the fastest growing vector of borne inflammations in the U.S. as well as rest of world. I'm going to give this to you. In 2 seconds, it is transmitted by ticks. In Lyme disease, read this final thing of what he speaks about Lyme disease.
All right. Dr. Blaylock, here you are. Lyme disease invades the brain through the blood, in lymphocytes and other nerve fibers. When it reaches the brain, it infects microglia, leading to chronic smoldering inflammation. Spirochetes from the gums, periodontal infections, also cause chronic brain infection that releases very high levels of the inflammatory cytokine tumor necrosis factor alpha. This substance activates microglia in the brain and triggers several mechanical mechanisms associated with neurodegeneration. Wow. All of this from what? Sugars. and overwhelming the immune system. In one large community study, researchers examined people for signs of gum infections, such as bleeding gums, loss of periodontal attachment, and loss of teeth. Using three different methods to measure cognitive function, they found that gum disease was strongly associated with decreased brain function in early and late adult life.
Wow. Okay? And who would think about this half the time? And who would think about that? The connection.
Nobody ever does.
And what did he, and saying that 90% of the brains of people afflicted with Alzheimer's have the spirochetes in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's it. And again, back to my favorite drumbeat, sugar. Sugar, sugar, sugar.
And foods that convert to
absolutely.
Sugar.
Absolutely.
Convert to. You know, you remember, what was it? Was it Edgar Allan Poe who wrote A Mask of the Red Death? I think it was Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
And it was this story that when I was young, I read it, and it horrified me. But it stayed in my heart way before I ever knew anything about nutrition. I was a teenager then. But we read the Edgar Allan Poe story, Mask of the Red Death. And what it was people partying, people enjoying, people having a wonderful time and gains and everything. And the central character in this great dance of joy and beauty and everything else was this handsome, or maybe could be beautiful, whatever it was, attractive personality that everybody was dancing with. And then at some point, I can't remember the all-time conclusion, the mask of the handsome and the beautiful and the wonderful and the intoxicating, it lifted it up, and there it was, death, the horrible, evil thing that it was, and they had been dancing with it and didn't even know. It stayed with me as a story we read in high school, but the message I always felt, and I remember when I would write about sugar and writing different little things to say during the years, always was the mask of the, and he spelled it M-A-S-Q-U-E, the mask of the Red Death. And it was the, he was actually being symbolic of, I don't know if it was bubonic plague, of a plague that was existing at that time.
Right, right.
Which had an intoxicating way things that caused people to be susceptible. Does that not say that?
It says it exactly.
Exactly.
Puts on a pretty face.
That's right.
But then
it's intoxicating.
And somewhere along the line, the mask slowly changes, is removed, and you see what really is the sugar devil behind it all.
Yes, okay. And you know, Den, I always can't stand to leave a topic of elimination because I don't like the word. The word, you know, I mean, I understand about gaps, great big holes. The thing of elimination meaning a great big gap, nothing there. Instead, instead of the word elimination, think of substitution. That's one thing that we're alive and well, and our dear son has really helped us so much in this area. We have the delicious and wonderful things that you can eat that are keto, without the sugars, using the natural plant extract that are zero sugar, have no detrimental effect but only beneficial. The monk fruit, the stevia, all of those great things,
but without the
natural from birch trees, xylitol. They're not chemicals. The chemicals make you worse. These are the natural substances.
The synthetic
they taste wonderful.
Are just as bad for you as are the real sugars.
That's right. And they could be, there are wonderful, wonderful protein and collagen and even chocolate choices that are based like that and even protein choices.
This article resupports, again, the idea that sugars in the brain cause, as they do anywhere, there's a type 3 diabetes now. It isn't just type 1, which is inoperable, a pancreas when you're younger and so on. Then there's adult onset diabetes, which is called type 2 diabetes.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's from continual abuse of your body with high carbohydrate, refined carbohydrates, and sugars throughout your life. And finally, the body says, I can't do this anymore. I can't handle all this. Well, there's a third, type 3 diabetes, which occurs primarily in the brain
That's
and central
exactly
nervous
right.
system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
The brain goes through the same insults for so many years.
That's right.
The central nervous system goes through the same debauched intake of carbs and sugars.
That's right.
That can no longer cope with all these sugars, and the sugars are continually causing what? Excessive inflammation.
That's right. Advanced glycosylation in systems, caramelization of the brain,
there you
recognized
go.
As a cause of Alzheimer's and blindness, etc.
Major.
Caramelizing the brain and the eyesight and all.
So let me go back and just
read
you one more paragraph here.
Yes, go ahead.
And I don't think I got to this part. Neurodegeneration. In one large community study, researchers examined people for signs of gum infections, such as bleeding gums, loss of periodontal attachment, and loss of teeth, using three different methods to measure cognitive brain function. They found that gum disease was strongly associated with decreased brain function in early and late adult life. Other studies have shown also a strong relation between gum infections of P. gingivalis and T. forsythia and increased risk of what? Alzheimer's disease.
Right. Okay? That's right.
It destroys the neurotransmission activity of your brain.
That's right.
Builds up gunk in your head, in between your ears, that the brain cannot clean out on a daily basis.
Right.
All right?
Yes.
And you end up with what? Well, dementia, all the things. But the silver, again, back to the ultra silver, helps to kill the bacteria, the virus, the yeast, the fungus,
and
the mold.
And heal the damaged tissue.
And heals the damaged tissue.
That's also what the European doctors were demonstrating continuously.
That's what it's all about.
And do you know something? When I think about Edgar Allan Poe and the Mask of the Red Death, I think that the Red Death had other colored faces, but I'm not sure that Edgar Allan Poe would have been such a psychic that he could have seen what would happen in the future. There was another kind of death with a different kind of face over there that looked, has been promoted to look so good, but is known to be the very opposite. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, the board-certified neurosurgeon, is giving a report on this in which he says about statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs, and what they do, okay?
Well, we know what they do.
Okay,
let's hear what Dr. Russell
says. But what he says, okay, you were talking about even the diabetes and the sugar and everything else like that. So let's get right to this brief thing that he says, and then you can talk about the black box warning. And I'm quoting Dr. Russell Blaylock. Muscle complaints are the most common side effects of these cholesterol drugs known as statins.
They include muscle complaints.
That's right.
Okay, let's get that word out there very strongly. Because
they include pain, severe weakness, easy fatigability, rhabdomyolysis.
Which is breakdown of
muscle tissue.
Which
can be fatal, he says. Mm-hmm. That means you die of it.
And it also means it isn't just your arms and legs. It's your heart muscle. Okay?
That's exactly what he says. While proponents of statin safety, those are the believers in it or the ones selling it, claim muscle disorders are rare, the literature says different.
That's right.
And he's just quoting one study here. In a study of 22 professional athletes taking statins, 77% stopped their treatments with the medication because they experienced extreme muscle pain and weakness. Okay, proponents of statin safety also claim that muscle damage from the drug is rare and only seen when blood creatine kinase levels, a measure of muscle damage, are 10 times higher than normal. Yet all studies show in which muscle biopsies were taken from statin users complaining of muscle pains, researchers found pathological signs of muscle damage, even though blood creatine kinase levels were perfectly normal. Unfortunately, he says, many patients are so weakened by the muscle damage from statins, they are no longer able to function, causing them to stop working. Okay?
And walking and any other physical endeavor.
Right.
As I mentioned just briefly, it also weakens every muscle in your body. What is the primary muscle that we're all trying to maintain the health thereof? Your heart. The cellular wall breakdown of muscle tissue is profound by using the statin drugs. So says every research physician in the world, except those people who manufacture the drug and who have thoroughly, thoroughly indoctrinated other doctors to say, well, you got to have this, you're going to die. Well, folks, the statistics show, published in major medical journals around the world, heart journals, medical journals, professional medical publications, all of them have said in editorials, not in the regular articles written by doctors and by drug manufacturers for the regular articles for the doctor audience, but the editorial staff have written separate editorial columns stating that after 40 years of high statin drug use, there is zero evidence, say these editorials, that statin drugs have ever extended the life of one human being.
That's right.
Never.
That's right.
Except, they say, unless you've had a heart attack.
And then just only one.
Now let's listen to the statistics. Okay, here's how they play with numbers.
Yeah.
If out of every 100 persons who've had a heart attack and all 100 were put on statin drugs, one person out of 100 will have some degree of life-extending benefit.
And a very small degree.
That's 1%.
That's right.
Okay? But what happens with the rest of those 100? They go on to suffer the same debilitation that presented the weakness in the heart in the first place.
And the rhabdomyolysis, the breakdown of muscle tissue. And remembering, too, what's the black... You remember that the Food and Drug Administration is not the health foodies.
Not at all.
And they only have... They do a black box warning on a drug only when they have to, when it's absolutely proven to do the terrible things that they have to put a black box warning. Skull and crossbones. Yeah. Okay? Black box warning. And the two things mentioned in the black box warning are cognitive decline, complete senility.
Diabetes.
And diabetes. They shoot the sugar through the roof.
That's right.
And these drugs are continually prescribed to diabetics and putting them at unbelievable risk, throwing their sugar through the sky. You remember when you have the sugar through the sky like that, kidney failure, breakdown.
Brain dysfunction.
And all kinds of things like that.
All of it.
This is so commonly done, right?
Yeah.
So commonly done.
If people who have diabetes to begin with, putting them on statin drug, all the statistics show that increases the degree of diabetes.
It says it right there.
And those who've never had diabetes in their life put on statin drugs develop
diabetes.
That's
exactly right.
Okay.
Let's stop allowing them. We have to get, get knowledgeable so we can be protected. But without knowledge, knowledge is power. Who said that? I don't know either. It probably was Shakespeare, because that was the great. I'm sorry, Den. Other than you, that was the Shakespeare. William the Bard. William Shakespeare was the great love of my life from the time I was a sophomore in high school and started reading his plays in there. I've always loved Shakespeare, but he said everything that was so wise, and his quotes come to me even in the middle of the night. He has an answer for everything. So maybe he said knowledge is power, but I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure that that's the case. And again, isn't it wonderful that top natural physicists can put together nutrients all in one, nutrients with no side effect that can keep perfect cholesterol levels, keep the blood flowing beautifully, keep garbage out of the veins and arteries, and do everything in ideal manner. What is it called? Cardiozyme.
Indeed it is. But keep in mind that cholesterol has a function.
That's right. It helps the good one to flourish, but it keeps the plaque buildup from the veins and arteries and gets the levels just correct. That's what cardiozyme does.
And your body makes cholesterol for the brain. Your body makes cholesterol for the heart. The body makes both forms of cholesterol, HDL and LDL. When the body creates the LDL, it's not a bad cholesterol.
No, but it balances things correctly, the cardiozyme. That's what we're looking for,
the
correct
whole point.
Balance.
And by so doing, it reduces the negative influence of sugars and other drugs on the cholesterol levels. But here's one more statistic. They found that people who have a blood cholesterol level of 200 or below, 180, live 6 to 7 years less than someone who has a healthy cholesterol of 300. Okay? But the cardiozyme helps to balance and maintain the proper ratio of HDL
and LDL. That's important. That's exactly right.
And to neutralize the overwhelming negative effect of sugars and carbohydrates.
And remember, too, Den, that when the wrong types of fats and these sugars raise up in the blood, they cause triglycerides to rise up, which can affect the liver, which can harden the liver,
fatty liver,
et cetera. That's a negative fatty acid, that's a negative so-called cholesterol, triglycerides. But the cardiozyme gets rid of,
that's right,
eliminates, cleans out the triglycerides, because one of the main causes of liver failure, and it's not just alcohol, it's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. These triglycerides from the sugars and the worst wrong kinds of fats rise up in the system and cause non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
And the wrong fatty acids are?
Omega-6s. And we have whole articles
by these doctors. And safflower and soy and corn and canola and peanut and sesame oils all are omega-6s. The omega-3s are super pure omega-3 from fish.
That's exactly right.
Molecularly distilled, no foreign particles in the oil whatsoever, major anti-inflammatories, major eye, brain, central nervous system rejuvenators. Phenomenal.
And here's the top doctor, Dean. Just, you seem to be a psychic.
Oh, yeah.
Because this top doctor, Johnny Bowden, he says, omega-3 revisited, the most important benefit you've never heard of. And he says about the same thing about the toxic effects of those wrong fats itself,
right,
and the wrong belief about diet. I'm going to hand this to you in a minute. But he says, super pure fish oil is the one supplement, this doctor says, I recommend without hesitation to everyone. Why? Two reasons. One, the benefits of the two omega-3 fatty acids found in the purest fish oil, EPA and DHA, are wide-reaching and well-documented, supported by thousands of studies done over four decades, 40 years. There's no longer any controversy, highlights this, over the fact that both these fatty acids, quote and highlighted, are critically, incredibly important for human health. Super pure fish oil is the best way to get them. Which brings us to the second reason I recommend the super pure fish oil for your mega facts, which is this: no one gets enough of them from diet alone. And he quotes studies to support that, especially with the kind of food they're eating.
And unfortunately, so many articles are being written by authorities that one serving of wild salmon a week and maybe a can of sardines is all you need to get the proper EPA DHA levels, which is a complete fallacy.
That's exactly right. And he said, and you know, you and these docs have really been together on here, okay? And one of the most important benefits, he says, just as you've said, then, of the fish oil supplements is rarely mentioned in the popular press. Again, highlighted. The ability of fish oil to neutralize the damage caused by consuming too much omega-6s.
Yep.
So he starts going on about omega-6s and what they do. Can you read some on that one?
Well, omega-6s have the ratio in the standard American diet is about 25 to 1 omega-6 over omega-3. And that's the omega-6 feeds the inflammation, all the negative health scenarios. But getting back to the article, quoting word for word, omega-6 fatty acids produce strongly inflammatory and reactive eicosanoids, while omega-3 fatty acids produce anti-inflammatory eicosanoids, writes Andrew Stouffer, MD, in his book called The Omega-3 Connection, written when he was an assistant professor of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Going on, they say that no wonder there is an epidemic of inflammation in this country, and that inflammation accompanies causes or is in result of every single chronic disease you can name. Let me say that one more time.
You've said, you know, and that makes the point
so
that you've
times.
Said it so many times, and all the top researchers. Go ahead.
Okay. They're not quoting me. I'm quoting them.
Oh,
okay.
They should quote you, dear. Not about dancing, darling.
No.
I mean, we get to talk about you being a dancer, but you're good at dancing in the brain.
I think you're doing a little two-step here.
Okay, two-step. Okay. Yeah, okay.
The article says, no wonder there's an epidemic of inflammation in this country, and that inflammation, chronic inflammation, accompanies, causes, or is the result of every single chronic disease you can name. Why the imbalance? All the so-called healthy vegetable oils we've been taught to consume instead of more traditional fats, like examples of organic butter, organic eggs, organic meats, organic dairy products, cheeses, are turning out to be the greatest sources of omega-6 in our diet. All the traditional fats, the non-organic, and they're in everything. Certainly every form of baked goods and processed foods you can think of, manufacturers even proudly advertise on the label. that, turning the page.
Talking about how healthy these omega-6s are.
Yeah.
Yes. And how what a lie that is, what a misinformation.
And that they talk about how their products are made with soy oil or canola oil,
yeah,
or safflower oil, both genetically modified seed oils with high omega-6 content and nothing else to recommend them. In fact, I challenge you to find, it says the doctor, a single grocery store item that comes in a box that does not contain either soy, canola, corn, safflower, or what's generally considered vegetable oil.
And he's making the point of how toxic and damaging and can pollute it and contaminated these are.
And
where
how
the
inflammatory
healthy fats
they are.
Are different. Go ahead.
So besides all, the doctor says, besides all the wonderful things omega-3s do in their own, the very consumption helps to correct the terribly unhealthy ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 in our diet.
That's
and
right.
As I mentioned just briefly, the general diet consists of 25 to 1 omega-6 over omega-3. So reason enough, if you're buying a processed food, look at the label.
Right.
If it says safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, don't buy it. It's inflammatory. And what is the major influence of health or ill health? Is a chronic inflammatory condition in your body. So you're eating the inflammatory oils, you're eating the sugars, and you're eating the carbohydrates, more inflammation on piled on top of more
That's
inflammation.
Right.
That's called chronic inflammatory response in your body.
That's right.
And that is the perfect breeding ground for
every disease
known to humankind.
And he makes this point, he won't leave this topic without making the point, okay? Adding the fish oil supplements to your routine and reduce the amount of processed food and vegetable oil you eat on a daily basis would go a long way towards correcting the silent pandemic of inflammation, which harms us in so many different ways. But then he won't leave the topic without saying this. When it comes to fish oil, sourcing is important. Always get the trusted source that independently verifies that their fish oil is free from mercury and other toxins. And he goes on to say it should be very high in the EPA and DHA, at least 2 or 3 grams a day. Take a lot of it. He says, that's what I tell my patients. Now, why is that alive and well? Why we stress just what this doctor is saying, that their fish oil has to be free from mercury and other toxins.
Okay, how do you obtain that? How do you get fish oil free of those pollutants? It's called distillation, not plain old distillation. It's called molecular distillation. So every molecule of that oil, how small is a molecule? It's a tiny, tiny, tiny little molecule. Every molecule is free, has been proven free of those toxic elements. It's the cleanest oil in the world, but it also has the highest amplification of EPA and DHA. That's eicosapinoic and docosahexaenoic fatty acids.
What a show off. What a show off.
And those two components are what is known as omega-3. There's only two of them, but they call them three. Okay, argue that with a biochemist. But the idea is EPA and DHA are omega-3 fatty acids. And those are the ones that put out the fires, reduce the inflammation, feed the brain and the eyes and the heart. And the doctor who said, if you get
Julian
three,
Whitaker,
Julian
a lube
Whitaker.
Job for the platelets.
There you go.
You're the car guy and you don't even remember that
I
remember
a lube
I'm not
job.
The car gal, but I remember the lube job. That's an automobile term.
That's why I pointed gave
the
you
the classic car freak.
That's why I pointed to you to give the term because I want you to interject.
Oh, you,
there, okay?
Oh, you want me to grow up and
I want
become
you to
a
contribute
classic
to the
car.
Conversations.
Thanks a lot.
Right.
God, he's such a show off. And I've known Gary for all these years. All these wonderful years when working with Gary, he doesn't know how to stop Dennis from being a show off. Right, Gary?
That's
right. No. Gary spoke. Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know, and
you but that's the whole point, folks. When you
yes.
get 3 grams or 3,000 milligrams per day, says the holistic physicians, the people who've done the research, when you get 3 grams or more of EPA, DHA combined on a daily basis, you provide your brain with a perfect lube job. And being the car nut that I am, I call it the Mobil 1 lubricating oil for the brain. Okay?
That's right. Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with intelligence. No. Just has to do with lubrication.
That's right.
But that lubrication does enhance the native intelligence of your central nervous system, your brain, and the function of every cell in your body.
And Harvard doctors, with their meta-analyses of zillions of the super pure fish oil studies, said we would reduce the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac arrhythmia, the leading cause of death in the country. 1.2 million die each year by 88% to 92%, and all the other stroke and everything else by the same percentage. If everybody in the country took the super pure omega-3 fish oils, okay, each day, we would save a minimum, just on the number one cause of death, a minimum of 900,000 American lives each year. Harvard doctors' meta-analyses.
There you go.
And, you know, here's another doctor really important to quote. I don't want to leave a topic without it. He's talking about a commonly prescribed drug. Metformin is one of the most commonly prescribed medications for prediabetes. And this is what the doctor says. New research is indicating metformin is not working as well as we once believed. The study, carried out by researchers at Northwestern University, led by Dr. Matthew O'Brien, professor of general internal medicine, found that when metformin failed to effectively keep blood glucose levels within healthy ranges, two other drugs were commonly prescribed to pick up the slack.
Good Lord.
Sulfonylureas, I'm sorry, and basal insulin. Unfortunately, the study found that these two drugs raise a person's risk of suffering heart attacks, stroke, heart failure, and even amputation.
Oh, a little thing like that.
Lesser negative symptoms of these drugs are diarrhea, muscle pain, vomiting. The study found that one in every 37 patients prescribed basal insulin suffered heart attack within 2 years. One in every 103 patients prescribed sulfonylureas have a heart attack, a stroke within the two-year period. Dr. O'Brien has said of the findings, quote, "This calls for a paradigm shift in the treatment of type 2 diabetes. People should know," says the doctor, "if the medications they're taking to treat their diabetes could lead to serious cardiovascular harm." Quote, Dr. O'Brien urges providers to consider potential cardiovascular events when prescribing drugs to their patients. Can you briefly say about the great nutrients used, the ones used in Europe, are alpha lipoic acid, are for stabilizing blood sugar and preventing neuropathy and even the neuropathy to the eyes?
Absolutely.
That's what they've said, okay? Mm-hmm. That R-alpha lipoic acid, nerve regeneration for the brain, the eyesight, they call it, prevents, this is their quote, translated, prevents and reverses diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy and stabilizes blood sugar levels. The Alive and Well puts together blood sugar harmony that everybody loves, which is the combination of organic herbs, et cetera, that help are tremendous. Vitamin D3 is known for helping to stabilize the blood sugar.
Absolutely.
And berberine, Oregon grapefruit. There's just such wonderful things to know. We need to know them and be empowered.
Well, the drug companies aren't there to cure the situation. The drug companies are there to sell drugs.
Okay.
That's their raison d'etre. Okay?
That's raison d'etre. And our raison d'etre at Alive and Well, the organic foods, the wonderful Vortex Power Water, the beautiful machine that we were talking about to purify the air. And don't forget, you can call our 877-495-0, 877-4950. Got that? And set up a time. No doctors, don't pretend to be. Don't charge anything. We just love to share information with you, 877-4950, so that you can, with Dennis or with me, so that we're available during the time we're there for making an appointment with you, okay? Any of our services.
Remember the Zero Waste Saturdays, okay? Fishing a pop-up refill station by Zero Waste Halle at Alive and Well. Bring in a glass container. You're through with your different cosmetics, your soaps, your shampoos, or whatever the body toners, all the different cosmetics and all the different cleaning agents that you may have around the house. Bring in the empty, throw away the plastic container. Bring in a glass container or pick up a glass container at Alive and Well for the Zero Waste Saturdays from 11 to 2. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks that optimum health is
alive and well.
In Kahului.
Aloha.